KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
It is now noon, and you've got it tuned to 104.3 and 104.7. KHUM, Cutton, Eureka, Arcata, and Humboldt Bay, and streaming on the web at khum.com. Translator K282 AD Ferndale. This is Lindsay, and it is time for Coastal Currents. Coastal Currents is sponsored by Cocotat, Murphy's Market, Jack's Seafood, and Kayak Zacks. I'd like to introduce our host, Jessie Misha. She's the co-chair of Humboldt Surf Rider. Hey, Jessie, who are we talking to today?
Hi, so today we are talking with the Sea Scouts. We have Eric the Skipper.
How's it going?
Nice to have you here.
Nice to be here.
So can you tell us first just what is the Sea Scouts? Obviously, some people are familiar, but I bet a lot of our listeners don't know what Sea Scouts is.
Yeah, Sea Scouts is a program under the Boy Scouts of America, now called Scout USA. It is a co-ed maritime version of scouting. And we work with high school aged youth, ages 14 to 20, and we try to teach them all things maritime here on Humboldt Bay, from sailing to boat maintenance, and also including service projects around the water.
So I already just learned something new. I didn't realize that you were part of the same scouts as Boy Scouts. That's really cool. So do you team up at all, or is it its own separate thing?
We have teamed up on several programs. Every year there's a giant scout party out in Elk River. It's called Spookeree, and all the scout troops, including our ship, come together for this all-night obstacle course of Halloween-style activities that they have every year. Also recently, we took a tiger cub troop out sailing for a 3-hour tour on the harbor, which was a lot of fun.
Nice. Oh, both of those sound like fun. I want to be in the scouts. So what are the scouts up to these days?
Currently, right now, it's with high school starting again, most of the scouts are trying to get their schedules figured out. But over this past summer, we participated in half of the fog races that the yacht club puts on, their regattas that happen every Wednesday night in the harbor. So we try to hit those up twice a month and just sail around, and every once in a while they have free burgers at the yacht club, so we try and get on some free grub. But other things we've been doing are restoring a 1972 Venture of Newport sailboat. It's one that was donated to us, so we've got it in the water and we're still putting parts back on it and getting it ready to sail around the bay. And we also just help with service projects with our host organization, the Harbor District.
Wow, so with the boat that you're restoring, what will that be used for once it's done?
Sail training. It's just another sailboat for us to jump around on. Right now, we kind of have space limitations for the current boat that we have. I can only let 5 youth on board if we go under sail. And our goal is to have 15 youth. So we needed a second boat in order to facilitate a growing number of scouts. So it comes in handy. Plus, it really looks pretty, and it's like the more we restore it, the prettier it gets. It's a really nice looking boat.
Nice. And is that's parked in the harbor over at Woodley Island, where the other boat is?
Yep, Dock D with our flagship. So,
I'm gonna have to go check that out.
They're cool. They're fun. They're perfect size for this harbor, but they're not something we can leave the harbor. So we're pretty locked into Humboldt Bay. Although I'm always exploring options to take a day trip out past the bar up to Trinidad, or maybe even down to Shelter Cove for a weekend.
And how do high school students get involved with Sea Scouts?
Right now, most of our recruitment happens by word of mouth. We try to get to recruitment and club days on campuses, but you know, we're all working people, so it doesn't always work out. So most of it's word of mouth. I do some online advertising and moments like this when I get the opportunity.
So people who are in high school and they're interested in learning about sailing, is that one of the primary things that Sea Scouts are experiencing, like, on the day-to-day with y'all, is learning how to sail?
Yeah, we spend quite a bit of our time learning how to sail the boat, and my goal is to do as little as possible and have the youth do everything. I'm kind of there just to oversee that the boat runs smoothly and mainly to park it. Since I'm the only licensed person to drive the boat, I have to be there at all times. But the goal is overall to get the youth so comfortable running the boat themselves that I can just sit there and look pretty during the cruise. But one of the things that we also try to focus on too is the community service aspect of Scouts. So like right now I'm trying to make sure we have a group together to help with Coastal Cleanup Day coming up in a couple weeks.
Nice. Do you know which site you guys will be cleaning up?
Not yet. I suggested other, and then I wrote in Woodley Island, Duluwat, and the General Bay is General Bay. Because we have a boat, it's easy for us just to motor around and pick up trash that most people can't get to.
That was my thought. That would be excellent if you guys could be out on the water while everyone else is on land.
Yeah, I'm currently looking for as many pool skimmers as possible to use for the project. But we helped one year where we helped kayakers. They would bag up the trash and then pass it off to our boat. So our boat was more or less the garbage scow for the day. Because you can't have a 25-gallon trash bag filled with garbage sitting on a kayak. That just is a disaster waiting to happen. So we volunteered our boat to help move some of the gear.
Nice, that's really exciting. So high school students who are interested and would like to get involved, especially sometime soon, if you're recruiting people and trying to get Coastal Cleanup Day going, should they contact you or how can they get involved?
Yeah, there's four ways to get a hold of me. One, you can call us. Our phone number is 702-1601. You can just call and leave a message on the Sea Scout phone. You can also just email me if you have interest. We're at scoutship1@gmail.com. That's the number one, not written out. We also have a Facebook page, but I'm not very social media interested these days, so I don't really update that as much as I probably should. That's more of a scout's job anyway. And then the other one is just if you see us out sailing one day or you see a scout in uniform, just go up and chat with them and get some info. We meet every Wednesday at 5:30 on Woodley Island, so you can also show up at our clubhouse, which is also the maintenance shack for the Harbor District staff. So it sits right across from the Cafe Marina restaurant next to the laundromat.
And aside from the weekly meetings, what kind of commitment is it like? As you mentioned, high school students are just getting back into school. It might be kind of busy. Is it pretty flexible as far as time commitment?
Yeah. I understand that everybody has different schedules. We only become hardcore on the commitment when you want to proceed through the ranks and advancements. Just like Boy Scouts, we have ranks, and Sea Scouts, we have four of them and our own equivalent to the Eagle Scout Award. And those require 75% attendance. So those are some of the only times we have to really be strict on the attendance. But if you just want to come once a month or only when we sail, that's fine with me. So there is a cost of $36, but that's just Boy Scout registration, so you get a hold of the insurance. And other than that, though, we do all our own fundraising and to pay money for maintenance and gas and things like that.
How do you actually do your fundraising?
Right now,
if you don't mind me asking, they're kind of personal.
No, they're fine. They're fine. So one of them, the first one is we take care of a lot of the recycling on Woodley Island. So we go and sort it for the Harbor District, and then we cash it out later. And then the other way we recycle too, or earn money, is we help maintain the pond and little garden area out by a Cafe Marina, and we scoop up all the change that's in the pond.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so good to know. I'm definitely going to make a wish next time I'm there.
Yeah, we tend to profit off people's wishes. That's why it's a little kind of odd. But it brings in, we got a lot of pennies to roll, that's for sure.
Wait, is that why my wishes don't come true?
My wishes come true with it.
And I'm not sure if you had mentioned before, but the Sea Scouts isn't necessarily exclusive to boys, right?
That's correct. Sea Scouts has been co-ed since 1968. So long before the Boy Scouts started making their move to co-ed troops in the past couple years, Sea Scouts has been doing it for the past 50 years. I've been members of a ship that was both co-ed. I also knew ships that were co-ed and then got so big they split into a boy ship and a girl ship. So there are specific gendered boats out there, but since we're so small of a ship up here and we're so small of a unit and we're the only Sea Scout ship within, I think the next closest one's at Petaluma, we're co-ed. We have room for everyone. And it actually is really cool to have the dynamics of the kids working out their difference there in between the different genders and not having them separate and isolated. So, but the thing is, I have to make sure that I have female leaders involved as well too. So that's why I've recruited my wife. And even though she's not a big boat person, she loves working with the youth. And I'm always looking for more leaders, both male and female, to help out.
What is the name of your boat?
The Sea Scout ship Yankee. It's technically Yankee number 2. The first Yankee was decommissioned about 5 years ago because it no longer was a safe vessel. So we have the Yankee is our Catalina 22 sailboat. The one we're restoring, we are named after the original skipper of the program, Don Atterbury. So we have the Sea Scout ship Atterbury. We have a little fishing vessel called the Sequoia. And we have a canoe that I call the green bean because it looks like a green bean. And we have a kayak and a stand-up paddleboard. And the paddle boats the scouts can use once they have shown interest and have signed the fee, signed the registration and used the fees and paid the fees so they can use the equipment.
This is such a cool program. I wish I knew about this when I was high school aged.
I hear you. I only found out about it when I was 17. I was getting tired of regular scouts and I wanted something different. So I found a ship to work on and it ended up becoming a job. And I became first mate on the vessel.
And you've been doing this ever since?
Off and on. I've been involved with sailing. I sailed in high school and then again collegiately. And then most recently, I taught all the junior sailing programs for the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center this past summer. So it's kind of something I do.
One last question about who can join. So it's co-ed, it's high school students. Is there an actual age range, an age cutoff?
Yeah, 14 or if you're 13 and graduated 8th grade. So we don't exclude 13-year-old high school.
Okay, cool. Good to know. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you could one more time give the information of how to get in touch with you?
I totally can. So our phone number is 707-702-1601. Our email is scoutship1@gmail.com. We also have a website, humboldtseascouts.org, and there is a link to our ship's calendar there that is kept updated so you can see what activities we're planning.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Eric Hall and Jesse Misha, our co-host of Coastal Currents. Thanks for coming in. I hope you go check out what the Sea Scouts are all about. And thanks for taking some time out of your day to talk with us.
Thanks for having me. Long live Humboldt Bay.
That's going to wrap it up today for Coastal Currents here on KHUM. And want to give one more shout out to Cocotat, Murphy's Market, Jack's Seafood, and Kayak Zacks for sponsoring the show today. We'll be podcasting soon up at khum.com.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.